Good morning. Welcome each of you to the Lord's house on this beautiful Sunday morning as we're privileged to worship God freely and in person once again. As always, we're grateful for everyone's continued cooperation in following the social distancing protocols for our assembly. As Pastor Dennis will explain in this morning's message, and we've also communicated through some emails this past week, next Sunday is All Saints Day. And we're asking families to share the name of a loved one who has passed on into the Lord's presence within this past year, who's made a significant impact on your family's faith journey. If you'd like to submit a name to be mentioned in the All Saints Day worship service next Sunday, please call or email Carol in the church office by Thursday morning of this upcoming week. You can find the phone number and her email address in the bulletin. We're certainly delighted to have Andrew back with us as our music director this morning, as he and his wife, Raina, were given the go-ahead to be back in public several days ago. We can applaud. We also want to thank Andrew for following the guidance of scientists and experts in disease control and voluntarily staying in quarantine to prevent the potential further spreading of the virus while awaiting his negative test results. So, welcome back, Andrew. Come on up.
It's good to be back. Please rise for the call to worship. We have then, my brothers and sisters, complete freedom to go into the most holy place by means of the death of Jesus. We have a great priest in charge of the house of God. So let us come near to God with a sincere heart and a sure faith. Let us sing our opening hymn, number 276, We Gather Together, All Stanzas.
Surpassing our own, the powers that oppress us now cease to distress us. O God, be present with us and make your will known. Beside us to guide us, O God, we perceive you. Ordaining, maintaining the power of life. Yes, yours be the glory. Let all tell the story. Our God be ever with us in gladness and strife. May all sing your praise. Redeemer, triumphant, defend us, befriend us, whatever may be. May your congregation escape tribulation. Your name be praised forever, O God, make us free.
May we bow for a word of prayer. Merciful and loving God, we give you thanks for the privilege to worship here in person in your house this morning. We are especially grateful for the fellowship of like-minded Christians and the ability to worship without fear or concern for our safety or well-being. We welcome the presence of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, through your Holy Spirit, as his presence is symbolized by the Christ candle on our Lord's table. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. could we take just a moment to turn and wave a greeting to those around us and welcome each other to worship this morning?
Good morning, everyone. It certainly is a joy to see you in the Lord's house this morning. As we lift up people in prayer, a word of praise as Wren Aller and Katie Turner, and of course their son Mateo, are anticipating the birth of Wren and Katie's second child, a little girl going to be born about the 18th of February. So that is certainly wonderful news. They are, not sharing in worship with us as a matter of precaution for them, and it'll be some time before we're able to see them after the child is born. But we just continue to lift them up in prayer and celebrate with them this good news. At the same time, this past week, Carrie and I understand from our son and daughter-in-law that they're going to be expecting a little girl as well about the first week or so of March. So we're going to have a couple of young ladies in our midst here real soon, aren't we? Praise God for that. We lift up Jerry and Betty Donahue, as Betty has some concerns that have arisen regarding cancer, and she has a consultation tomorrow to see about treatments for that. And at the same time, she also has treatments coming up on Tuesday of this week for a back concern. So please remember Jerry and Betty Donahue. Ruth Ann Solomon's daughter, Rihanna Ralston, continues to be in our prayers as she works with treatments through the Block Foundation. And Perla Mora's daughter, Anna Marie Peck, is in our prayers for back concerns. Judy Bledsoe's father-in-law, Billy, is in our prayers as he's dealing with some health concerns as well. Catherine O'Neill's daughter, Susan Mayberger, is making good progress, as well as Ken and Roxy Weaver are making good progress in the midst of their surgeries. We lift up Kelly Jackson's mother, Pat Reese. She was at the Mayo Clinic this past week and is now a continuing consultation with them to see what may be a matter of treatment for her in the future here. Jerry Treese's great-nephew, Kenneth Hoyes, is in our prayers, as well as Edna Williams' great-granddaughter, Caitlin Rodriguez, as she is making good progress from surgery. We remember J.C. Riddle and Pam Roberts, as well as Dave and Ardeth Haynes' nephew, Kent, Susan Hanks' daughter, Candace, and, of course, Michelle Jacobo and her family continue to be in our prayers every week. With these people upon our hearts, may we bow our heads before the Lord's presence this morning. Merciful and loving God, for the presence of your Spirit among us, as we are privileged to worship you this Lord's Day, we give you thanks. For as Matthew 18, verse 20 reminds us, where two or three come together in your name, you are among us. We also give thanks for the opportunity to be in fellowship with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. For as Hebrews 10, verse 25 reminds us, let us not give up the habit of meeting together. Let us encourage one another all the more as we anticipate the day of our Lord's return. And as Paul reminds us in Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, as often as we have the chance, may we do good to everyone, and especially to those who belong to our family in the faith. And even though there may be times when we may feel discouraged as challenges may seem insurmountable, may we remember that even as every generation before us faced challenges, many far greater than our own, they and we can certainly remain faithful to the end of our days here on earth. And just as the crowd in the stadium invigorates the players on the field and helps them achieve their finest, may we also remember that the book of Hebrews tells us that there is a large crowd of witnesses, the faithful people of God from past generations, that surround us as if we are players on the spiritual field of life. And the saints that prevailed in generations before our time are cheering us on, encouraging us to do our part for the betterment of God's kingdom. For the encouragement we receive each day from the great crowd of witnesses, we give you thanks, O God, as we also recite the prayer, our Lord Jesus teaches us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Heaven thundered and the world was born. Life begins and ends in the dust you form. Faith commanded and the mountains moved. Fear is losing ground and our hope in you. Unstoppable God, let your glory go on and on. Impossible things in your name, they shall be done. Freedom conquered, all our chains undone. Sin defeated, Jesus has overcome. Mercy triumphed when the third day dawned. Darkness was denied when the stone was gone. Unstoppable God, let your glory go on and on. Impossible things in your name, they shall be done. Unstoppable God, let your glory go on and on. Impossible things in your name, they shall be done. Nothing shall be impossible. Your kingdom reigns unstoppable. We'll shout your praise forevermore. Jesus, our God, unstoppable. Nothing shall be impossible. Your kingdom reigns unstoppable. We'll shout your praise forevermore. Jesus, our God, unstoppable. Nothing shall be impossible. Your kingdom reigns unstoppable. We'll shout your praise forevermore. Jesus, our God, unstoppable. God, let your glory go on and on. Impossible things in your name, they shall be done. Unstoppable God, let your glory go on and on. Impossible things in your name, they shall be done.
Glorious it is to hear Andrew's voice once again. We've missed you, Andrew. Thank you for sharing your gift of music ministry with us this morning. As we share the words of our community reflection this morning, may we find comfort and wisdom in the words from Scripture. Today's reflection is inspired by Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2 and 28a. May each of us find meaning in these words, and may they become meditations of our hearts. May we turn to our community reflection found at the bottom of the first inside page of your bulletin. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end. And he is now seated at the right side of God's throne. Let us be grateful and worship God. Our hymn of contemplation is number 274. I love your church, O God. We'll sing stanzas 1, 3, and 5.
Church, O God, on earth your blessed abode, the people our Redeemer saved with his own precious blood. In love my tears shall fall, in love my prayers ascend. Serve your church, my toils begin, till toils and care shall end. Sure as your truth shall last, to Zion shall be given the brightest glories earth can yield, and bright
Scripture reading I'd like to share with you. This is from the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2. As for us, we have this large crowd of witnesses around us. So then let us rid ourselves of everything that gets in the way and of the sin which holds on to us so tightly. And let us run with determination the race that lies before us. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end. He did not give up because of the cross. On the contrary, because of the joy that was waiting for him, he thought nothing of the disgrace of dying on the cross. And he is now seated at the right side of God's throne. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. May we bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Gracious God, we're indeed grateful for the privilege to once again gather in your house and to be reassured from the scriptures that indeed the great cloud of witnesses gives us testimony of their faithfulness to you as we strive to be faithful to you. And as they cheer us on, oh God, help us every day to live that kind of life which brings glory to your kingdom. It's in the name of Christ we give thanks. Amen. This year, All Saints' Day will be next Sunday, the 1st of November. In fact, it always falls on November 1st. It just happens to be that this year, it is in fact a Sunday. And it is a special event in fellowships throughout the world that honors the saints of the church. In some religious traditions, saints are believers whose status has been elevated because of some special act or spiritual experience that can inspire others. Stephen, a deacon of the church in Jerusalem and considered to be the first martyr for the Christian faith, is also remembered as a saint. For even as he was being stoned to death by members of the Jewish High Council, he declares in Acts chapter 7, verse 60, "Lord, do not remember this sin against them." A more recent saint is Mother Teresa, who died in 1997 and was canonized as recently as 2016. She was honored for her work among the destitute, particularly in India, and she also was the recipient of the Nobel Prize for Peace in 1979. In the New Testament, the Greek word for saint simply means holy or set apart. And the singular form, saint or plural saints, is actually used 67 times in the New Testament. In his writings, the Apostle Paul calls believers saints on 15 different occasions, realizing that believers are set apart simply for their belief that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so on many occasions, even as he is starting a letter, he calls those believers to whom he is writing saints. For many people today, All Saints Day has also become a day to not only honor the canonized saints. Now, what do we mean by canonized? It's very simple. It simply means to be put on a list. So those individuals whose names have been remembered, put on the list, we remember those on All Saints Day. In fact, in the Catholic tradition, there are actually about 10,000 saints that they remember. Now, that's so many that many of them, it's just a name, and the story behind those names has been forgotten over the centuries. But yet many of the people that are honored are certainly very significant biblical characters that you and I appreciate very much because of the testimony of their faith journey and how much that inspires us. Now this year, of course, here we are, not in the midst of our turkey dinner. By now, we would have had 40 turkeys cooked up by now, wouldn't we? That's not happening, and that just almost seems so strange. Here we are in this time of year when we get this cooler weather and the leaves are falling. I think I ought to just be running and a-going and a-going. We're not only missing that, we're missing the fall festival over at the Thomas's house. Always have a wonderful time there, and of course we're not going to be having our trunk or treat for the children of the community like we've done so many years in the past. Here we are kind of in a pause, are we not? Yet in the midst of our restrictions imposed by the coronavirus, I think this gives us a unique opportunity for us to consider All Saints Day, especially as it falls on a Sunday, next Sunday. Even though I've noticed, as I've asked several people in our congregation, do you know what All Saints Day is? And I get kind of a blank stare among most of my folks. But in many of the churches, even in our Christian Church Disciples of Christ tradition, of which I've been a part of for over 40 years, this has been a very unique occasion. In the last church I served, we had a labyrinth that was built on a lot not far from the church property. And we would go to the labyrinth every year and lift up All Saints Day, regardless of the day of the week that it happened. And we invited the community to come, and we not only honored the saints of the church, but we also lifted up the names of dear loved ones who we feel have made a powerful influence upon our own faith journey. And in many fellowships, not only is it the matter of lifting up those names, but also a candle is lit for each name that is mentioned. Now again, with all of our coronavirus restrictions, that kind of puts us in a little bit of an awkward situation to do such a more elaborate event for All Saints Day, but I would like for us to lift up the names of dear loved ones who we feel have made a powerful impact upon our faith journey. And I want to encourage you sometime this week, give Carol a call in the church office or send an email to her. The telephone number and the email address are in the bulletin, and you can contact Carol and let us know who that individual is in your family that you would like to have honored next week. Now, I am asking that it just be one person per family, because we want to lift up all the names in each of the three services. So we're asking, obviously, people from all three services to give names. And maybe when we don't have to have such restrictions on our time, because, again, we only have 45 minutes for worship right now with the restrictions we're under, we'll have more time later. Let's see if this has enough of an impact in our fellowship and enough meaning that we may choose to repeat it. But for this year, I want to encourage you, let us know of a very dear and special person in your family's life that has impacted your faith journey, whose name you'd like to have honored next week. Please do that by Thursday morning so we can get that list put together and correct. But in preparation for All Saints Day next Sunday, today, let us focus on what is called that great cloud of witnesses mentioned in Hebrews chapter 12, as the first verse states in the New International Version. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Now, the word therefore, which starts this verse, is actually a reference back to the previous chapter, Hebrews 11, where we have a litany of a great number of saints of the Old Testament and references to their faith, their willingness to follow God despite not knowing what was ahead of them on the journey of faith. Those honored in Hebrews 11 include Adam, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Joseph, Moses, all the Hebrews who crossed the Red Sea, all those who walked around and shouted at the walls of Jericho, and even the foreigner, a woman named Rahab, who believed in the Hebrew God, is mentioned as one of the people here in Hebrews chapter 11. And as Hebrews 11 verse 39 states, what a record all these have won by their faith. Therefore, we have this large crowd of witnesses. As one version of the Bible states this particular portion of the text, wherefore seeing, we also are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. In the Greek language, encompassed about simply means to be completely surrounded. And as the author of Hebrews also talks about running with determination later in this first verse, the author has us imagining a stadium filled with spectators observing a foot race on an Olympic-style track below. And as we are encompassed about, it is by a great cloud of witnesses. In the Greek word language here, the word cloud is napos. Napos is a reference to the clouds high up in the sky. But in the Greek culture, it was also used to describe the highest bleachers in the stands. In today's vernacular, we call that what? The nosebleed section, right? That's how we refer to it today. But in the Greek culture, it was called the napos, those highest stands. The napos. And the word is also a reference to a crowd of people. Thus, you see, the author of Hebrews is saying to these Christians who are facing the challenge of persecution for their faith, right before your very eyes, surrounding you and reaching high up into the heavens, there is this grand stadium filled with the highest, filled to the highest rows with a huge assembly of witnesses. And they are the saints of the faith who have lived before your time. And with such a great crowd watching us then, as the verse continues here in this first verse, let us then rid ourselves of everything that gets in the way and of the sin which holds on to us so tightly, and let us run with determination the race that lies before us. And then in the second verse, the author of Hebrews calls our attention to the example of Jesus Christ, as if the great athletic star
may be seated in the grandest of all seats in the stadium. He too is cheering us on as we are striving to follow in his footsteps, as we put our own shoes in the starting blocks and ready ourselves to hear the shot and then run with great gusto the race of Christian witness that is set before us. As verse 2 states, let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end. He did not give up because of the cross. On the contrary, because of the joy that was waiting for him, he thought nothing of the disgrace of dying on the cross, and now is seated at the right side of God's throne. You see, he's saying that as Jesus persevered and ran the race to the fullest extent, he is rewarded by the privilege of being able to be at God's right hand, right? And on this Sunday, before we celebrate All Saints Day, and in fact, in the midst of every day we live, the imagery of Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2 gives us a great measure of comfort, doesn't it? Every one of us has likely at one time or another experienced the energy, the literal vibration of the stands as we've been overwhelmed by the roar of a massive crowd, tens of thousands of spectators cheering for our favored team, whether they, of course, here be who? The Chiefs or the Royals, we would say, right? You've been in the stadium, if not for one of those teams, possibly for another. And if you're kind of close toward the lower section, when something exciting goes on, the roar of the crowd is just phenomenal. It just shakes your bones, doesn't it? It's exciting. It is wonderful. It is a powerful occasion. And as people of faith, we can believe wholeheartedly that the kingdom of heaven is indeed like a stadium filled with all the saints that have gone on before us. They are that great cloud of witnesses. And we are standing on this field we call life. We can look up in the crowd. And if we look close enough, we can even make out the images of those loved ones who have passed on before us. Those dear people who impacted our own faith journey are inspiring us and encouraging us to move onward with the task before us. And so this helps us to realize that the spiritual and the earthly, the eternal and the temporal, are really not that far apart. And that should give us great hope, right? You know, on so many occasions, as I've visited with families who have lost a loved one, there is a kind of a sorrow in the idea of saying, well, you know, I just wish my loved one were here to experience and whatever the event is. Or I just wish they could see this or that. Well, I think that this text from Hebrews gives us a powerful hint. Again, the spiritual realm and the earthly realm are not that far apart. I believe that the loved ones of our own lives who have passed on before us are very much keenly aware of what is going on, and they strive to cheer us on in the endeavors that we are striving to pursue as we make our way through our earthly existence. And so I think this is such a powerful text, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race that is marked before us. So, we'll share more about all of this next Sunday, 1st of November, All Saints Day. What I want to encourage you to do, however, this week is contact Carol in the church office. Share with her the name of a beloved person in your family's experience who has made a powerful impact on your faith journey. Let us lift up those names, and we'll share those names as a part of our service next Sunday morning. In addition to that, I'm also going to be lifting up the question, well, what's in a name? And as we understand from Scripture, just how powerful the voicing of a name can be. And so I ask you today, do you know Christ? Is he your Lord and Savior? If he isn't, maybe today is that day you need to come forward and accept Christ in a way that I know your life can be transformed. Or maybe today is the day for you to come forward and become a part of our fellowship here at Berry Christian Church. I extend the invitation as we turn to hymn number 248 in the bulletin flyer, Standing on the Promises. We're going to sing all stanzas, please, 248.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
We thank you for being in the Lord's house this morning. I also think that, if I'm correct, I believe that next Sunday is when we fall back on the clocks, or Saturday night, right? Saturday night, remember to reset your clock, fall back an hour, so we all can make sure we are where we need to be next Sunday morning. We thank you so much for being in the Lord's house and look forward to your presence with us next Sunday, which is what? It is All Saints Day. Praise God. May we bow our heads. Lord God, watch over us, guide us as we depart from your house, and inspire us and empower us as we recognize that the saints of the church certainly are cheering us on as we endeavor to do that which brings glory to your kingdom. It's in the name of Christ we give thanks for the privilege to worship you this day. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, heavenly dove. us to joyful songs.